news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Delta variant of COVID-19 is one of the, quote, most infectious respiratory viruses scientists know of. Cases of the strain make up about 83% of new infections in the U.S., and almost all deaths today are among unvaccinated people. That's the latest blunt assessment from Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who heads the CDC. The Biden administration is increasing spending on COVID-19 testing to counter a fourth wave of infections that's breaking out in regions with low vaccination rates. $1.6 billion is going toward the effort in prisons, homeless and domestic violence shelters, and other high-risk institutions. The news came after the administration announced last week that it was sending $398 million to help small rural hospitals boost testing and other measures aimed at curbing new infections. The White House testing coordinator, Carol Johnson, said that testing is a key pillar of their response to rising infections. Cases are on the rise in all 50 states, but it's Florida, where this program is based, that's showing the largest surge right now. Federal health authorities on Wednesday said that there were 12,647 new cases in Florida so far this week, and that was only Wednesday. It's the highest daily count since late January, and it's climbing. But the governor, Ron DeSantis, the man who thinks he should be president, is still insisting that he will not bend to the surge. He vowed to continue with his ridiculous mandate that there will be no returns to lockdowns. He also nixed any talk of requiring masks for kids returning to school, saying, quote, "We need our kids to breathe." I'm just letting that marinate there for a second. In other disturbing news, the state of Mississippi on Thursday filed a brief asking the Supreme Court to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision and uphold Mississippi's new restrictions on abortions. In Roe, the court ruled that the Constitution protects a woman's right to have an abortion, but Mississippi's Republican Attorney General Lynn Fitch said in the filing that Roe and the subsequent 1992 endorsement of abortion rights in Planned Parenthood versus Casey were, quote, "unprincipled decisions that have damaged the democratic process and poisoned our national discourse." Huh? And they asked the high court to allow this controversial Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks to go into effect. Nancy Northrup is the president and CEO of the Center for Reproductive Rights. She said that Mississippi was employing a, quote, "extreme and regressive strategy to outlaw abortion nationwide." The court, with its newly strengthened 6-3 right-wing majority, will hear arguments this fall. No word as of yet whether they'll hear this Mississippi challenge or not. Speaking of the Supreme Court, explosive news from the New York Times Thursday about the confirmation of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The FBI disclosed that it received more than 4,500 tips on a phone line back in 2018 as part of a background investigation on then Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, and that they provided the, quote, "relevant ones" to the former president's White House counsel. What? The exact number of tips, 4,500, was disclosed in a letter dated June 30th from the FBI that was just released Thursday. The letter was in response to a 2-year-old request from Senate Democrats wanting more information about the handling of the investigation into how the Bureau handled the tips and how it decided what was, quote, "relevant." Most importantly, the senators want to know whether the Bureau was directed by the Trump White House not to interview Kavanaugh or Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who had accused him of sexually assaulting her. And if not, why neither of them were interviewed? Kavanaugh, you'll recall, faced allegations of sexual misconduct in high school and college. Senators Sheldon Whitehouse and Chris Coons said the FBI's admissions showed it was, quote, "politically constrained by the Trump White House." Lawyers for Christine Blasey Ford, who testified at the confirmation hearing that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in high school, said the revelations showed that the FBI's handling of the allegations was a, quote, sham. So Senator Whitehouse, along with six other members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, wrote back to the FBI demanding further information and, unwilling to wait another 2 years, they asked for a response by August 31st. Stay tuned. Well, the opening ceremony for the Tokyo Games were carried live at 7 a.m. Friday morning by NBC TV. They'll re-air them Friday night in primetime programming. But the Parade of Nations went off in a huge stadium, largely empty, and opposed by much of the host nation. Japanese authorities barred spectators from the Olympics to reduce the threat of spreading COVID-19, which then prompted critics to call for canceling the Games. New coronavirus cases in Tokyo approached record highs this week. Well, aside from other changes like no spectators, the IOC, for the first time on Thursday, posted a photo of an athlete taking a knee to protest racism, ending an apparent blackout of images of the protests on its social media sites and provided to the media. The IOC will include photos of kneeling activists from now on. And finally, in response to massive protests in Cuba and reports of the Cuban government's violent crackdown on the protesters, the Biden administration ordered new sanctions targeting the island's military generals and the special forces unit they deployed. President Biden on Thursday condemning Cuba's mass detentions and sham trials of anti-government protesters in a statement criticizing the Cuban government for, quote, unjustly sentencing to prison those who dare to speak out in an effort to intimidate and threaten the Cuban people into silence. He added, quote, the Cuban people have the same right to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly as all people. The United States stands with the brave Cubans who have taken to the streets to oppose 62 years of repression under a communist regime, end quote. While most of us here in the U.S. agree that the situation in Cuba is untenable, opinions differ about how we should respond. Some applaud the new sanctions, while others believe the only way to improve life for the people stuck on the island is to end the embargo and start sending help directly to the Cuban people. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.